Good afternoon, my friends. It's Friday, and I hope wherever you are having a wonderful day. It's just absolutely gorgeous in Portland. I was outside. I was wearing sunblock, and I was feeling just great today. So I hope that wherever you are, you're feeling the same way. I want to talk a little bit about a discussion board one and discussion board two this week. And just kind of a couple of thoughts about speech five, as we kind of push into the end of week five. And then, you know, it's hard to imagine, but, you know, here we are right on the doorstep of, week six, our final week. And so hopefully you guys are, you know, finishing strong another week, and we'll be there. So, discussion board one this week, you were talking about, Mbubby's, speech here about cell phones and, the suffering that goes into the production. And I'm picking up on a few things. I think Adriana, picked up on some ideas here, which are important here, about engaging with the audience, right? So almost on line one of the speech, the presentation, and Bubby asked people to take their phones out, right? This is super interesting because everybody in the audience is connected. Everybody in some ways is complicit, right? There's this sense of guilt and having one's hand in the, having some, blood on one's hand. And yet, there's this way that he does this speech, the tone he uses, that is less about being preachy and more about aiming to redirect our attention or aiming to kind of get us to focus on some other things. And so it's really compelling. Jarrett picks up on that. Peyton was picking up on that. I like how Peyton mentioned that. Peyton took her phone out. When he asked the audience to, I did the same thing the first time I watched his speech. But, again, this establishes such a connection, and think about that in terms of speaking to a large audience, how you might be able to do that. Right. I think, Peyton brings up this idea of tone. It's really important to note how difficult a needle to thread this speech would be to have the tone he uses that, doesn't put us off in some ways. It'd be very easy to just be, absolutely hysterical about this because it's such a horrible thing. And yet what's the thing? We want to pull people in. We want to engage people. We want to get, bring them to an action. And, there's a kind of measured tone that he's using to allow us to remain engaged while still experiencing the complexity, the difficulty, the tragic circumstances here, these tragic actions, and how to kind of change some of that. Chase, I love what Chase was saying. I might just read this. Chase is like, I also thought the speech was gripping. I like that word, gripping. His pauses were tactical and absolutely helped me absorb the information. Like you said, it's slow and methodical, but definitely full of passion. I think that really, encapsulates a lot of what we're thinking here. Matthew did picked up on a really interesting thing, this sort of irony here, the tragic irony of how, it's these devices that brought this to light, right? So it's like, one thing is sort of in conversation, in a horrible conversation, I guess, with the other, right? That because of the proliferation of cell phones and devices, it actually helps to expose this, which is really, it's very sort of strange that way. But here's another element of the, really, really complex situation that's going on. Nice job with that with discussion board one. I'm moving to my notes on discussion board two. I think Peyton comes in again talking about tone, which I think is great. And we're looking at Asha DeVos's speech about whale poo. And poo is a funny word to say, this is an interesting thing because the title of the TED Talk, gets our attention, right? Why you should care about whale poo. I think it's interesting to think about, sort of contrasting the tones of these two things and how these two presenters, you know, walk a little bit of a different line while still trying to get a, you know, get a call to action and engage us. I like how Fiona was picking up on the humor that DeVos was using here to, you know, sort of lean in a little to this, right? If it was just sort of, you know, like a stand-up routine or something, we would be put off, right? This is pretty serious stuff. And yet at the same time, it's, you know, it's a little funny, right? It's hard not to kind of use the you know, I guess the bathroom humor of it to you know, to use that as a tool in this speech to engage people, right? To lean in a little to the humor and to get some buy-in there. Annika brings up a really good point about, and this is an interesting analytical thought, right? If we sort of think about the speech, and I think you can go through and actually look at the transcript. If you go to the YouTube page and see, I think there's this transcript button underneath. Sort of the you know, Annika is saying that there are these, you know, powerful sentences that I think basically conclude each section or paragraph. And it's kind of an interesting, you know, it's a bit of a rhetorical thing, right? To a little bit of a rhetorical analysis on the speech as a whole, right? Like what exactly is going on to sort of tighten that argument and bring us, you know, sort of bring us in at these moments before moving into another topic. And I think that's a really interesting thing for us to think about too. You know, I think speech discussion board one and discussion board two have been really, you know, thoughtful as usual. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, moving into our final week. In terms of speech five, just a quick note here. I just want to remind folks that, you know, you're working to present something that you're passionate about. I think, you know, the ideas that I've heard have been really interesting, and I'm excited to hear you talk about them and, you know, make your case, right? In the same way that these two TED Talks have, these TED Talkers, if that's a term, have done. And, you know, I want to remind us that you are the star of this presentation, this speech, that it's not just a PowerPoint. This isn't just, you know, scrolling, you know, through stuff and sort of you talking in the corner. We want to make sure that you have sort of a, you know, the majority of the time is you at the forefront. This isn't to say you can't cut to, you know, or move the you know, the perspective around as you're recording it, but let's really make sure you spend some time at the forefront of this speech. If that involves doing, you know, for this one speech, if this involves doing some editing, light editing, as I would call it, which most of you can do with, you know, iMovie or, you know, the equivalent basically in a PC, that's fine. I think for, you know, for this speech that can work just fine, but it's not a requirement by any means. But really, you know, as you're moving into the, you know, the second half of this, the trajectory of this speech, the lifespan of this speech, really make sure you're the star, because this is what makes it not just scrolling through a PowerPoint and basically reheating an idea, but delivering something from a human being who's engaged, who's present, and is doing the actual work and using the props or the, you know, the visuals to kind of enhance and amplify the message and the ideas that you're bringing. Does that make sense? Please shoot email questions to me if you have any. Happy to chat. We could set up a Zoom over the weekend if need be. Other than that, I hope you're doing great. And, you know, I'm sending good energy your way. Finish strong. I should have week six, the menu up by Sunday. I'll send you an email as usual when it's there. Best wishes to you all. Take care.